This is Connect. We're looking at the media and technology industries here in Dubai, the UAE, and the wider region. Panelists tonight, Ian Fairservice of Motivate Publishing, Tara Rogers of Mojo PR, and also Paul Cardwell of the Brand Union. Guys, thanks very much indeed for staying with us. Listen, the second story that we're looking at this evening is the tabloid wars, and it's been a big week in the tabloid wars. We've had a US court banning Samsung's Galaxy Tab in the United States.
Or are we on tablet wars?
Sorry?
Tablet wars.
Indeed. Tablet wars, indeed. But you've got, you know, Google yesterday coming out with its new Nexus 7. You've got 10 days ago since Microsoft unveiled Surface and a whole bunch of stuff like that. But I guess the question is, do we really care from an industry perspective? Journalists seem to care. They can't stop writing stories about it. But as industry practitioners, do you really care? I don't know. Paul, I'll put that question to you first.
Well, I think the tablet has got everything it takes to be a massive hit in Dubai. It's a toy and it's incredibly dangerous when you're driving. So everyone's going to have one within 6 months. It's got to be the thing to have. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. And the great thing I love about it is it's very hard to input stuff into tablets. So you can it's almost read-only. So I get less email and tablet than I get in the other system, and that suits me.
Tonight, with Richard Dean and Tim Elliott, in association with Do, add life to life.
So, Paul, those are your views. Ian Fairservice, you're a publisher. You've been a magazine publisher for, 30-odd years now. How significant is the tablet for your business?
Well, first of all, for me personally, I'm just the biggest fan. I just don't go anywhere without my iPad. It's a shame because I'm a great fan of my laptop as well, but it seems to have become an orphan since the iPad came along. So I'm a huge fan. It's going to make a lot of difference to our business, I'm sure. To me, I see it as adding, particularly to our book publishing business. You know, it's not that I believe people will stop buying books. This is just another way that we can bring books to the market. So to me, it's a real opportunity rather than a threat. As far as magazines are concerned, we have many, many of our magazines available on different platforms for tablets. We have an increasing number of people reading the tablet versions. I see it very exciting, great opportunities. It's there to be used.
You've got a lot of magazines available as applications or for download for tablets, but are many people buying those subscriptions, or are any advertisers advertising on them?
We're getting income every month across various magazines, but it's in relatively modest sums. I mean, some months it may be in hundreds of dollars rather than thousands of dollars. But it certainly doesn't run up into several thousand of dollars for any particular magazine. But there is income coming from it. The point is, we have to be there. We have to embrace it. We have to encourage it. That's our attitude.
Going to get the thoughts now of Hugo Barra, very, very briefly. He's from Google. Yesterday, he unveiled their new tablet, the Nexus 7. It's going to be about 750 dirhams, just $200. And he's making big claims about what it might do for the world.
So I think this form factor, the 7-inch tablet, is going to change the world as we see it today. And it's both because of the size. This works so much better for a larger number of people than the 10-inch tablet does. But also because of price. It is relatively inexpensive compared to almost any other piece of consumer electronics that you could buy.
Hugo Barra there of Google unveiling his new tablet yesterday. It's going to change the world in so many ways. That's what he says, Tara Rogers. Is that an exaggeration or is that on the money?
Gosh, Richard, you're making me come on after the Beatles. One consideration of tablets is that possibly they could straddle the PC and the mobile, which is clearly where we're all going in terms of technology. And so where we're looking at in terms of development is apps. Apps are being developed by everybody. It's the topic of the moment. All brands are trying to develop apps. They're trying to use those to engage with their customers, with their consumers. And I think that's where the value of the tablet comes in, is that it's part of that app development.
Whose job is it to develop these apps, though, Paul? Who do you go to? Do you go to your PR team? Because in some ways it's written content. Do you go to your advertising agency? Do you go to your graphic designer? Do you go to your man in the IT department? And who do you call?
That's a huge problem. Any good creative company develops apps. All of the studio people are writing apps all the time. We wrote a wonderful app that orders your round of drinks, and it can talk to the till and the drinks are ready when you get there, which in the bars in Dubai is an amazing thing to have. And that was a wonderful, that's a miraculous app, which convinced everyone of the power of these tablet things. I mean, it's a, as you say, the apps are absolutely the key to the success of the whole thing. And the apps you have nowadays are just beautiful. There's beautiful things appearing.
But how would people monetize them if you're a brand, if you're, I don't know, a BMW or an Emirates airline, whoever it may be? Okay, you can design a beautiful app, but what's it going to do for you? Is it just a brand positioning thing? Can it be a revenue generator? Which direction are we going here?
It's all about experience. It gives the audience a chance to experience you, to meet you and get to know you without you having to pay for showrooms, to pay for staff, for all of that stuff. It gives you a chance to learn what kind of company you are through something as simple as a beautifully orchestrated app. It's a great chance to meet your audience.
We have got the pitch. We've got two advertising agencies coming in. We have asked them to sell the unsellable. Each has made a one-minute radio advert. Tell you what, they are fantastic. We're going to have a bit of fun as well. That's coming up in about 5 minutes' time.